We are live. Hello out there in Twitterland. Hello out there in Rumbleland. And hello, it's nice to see you again out there in SFR Speak Free Radio Land. This is somewhat of a triumphant return, I would say. I was on Speak Free Radio for all of 3 episodes over a year ago, I think it was. And now I am back. And ironically enough, it kind of got all put together and arranged the day right after I had finished. I believe it was the day I had finished, or maybe I was 80% deep into it, but I had finished it afterward. I can't quite remember, but I had read Hellstorm by Thomas Goodrich. Come to find out, Mr. Goodrich was one of the founding members here on Speak Free Radio. So that's pretty awesome. And synchronicity, I would say, synchronistic. So there we go. We're going to get just an hour in today on Speak Free Radio. Next episode, Wednesday, I'm talking to Giuseppe right now. Hopefully, I'll be just coming on at 8 and doing 2 hours until his show comes on at 10 a.m. And so today is kind of like a quick episode. We're going to go over a few things. See, the thing is, visuals are going to have a hard problem with, because I know some of this goes over as video, but it's called radio for a reason. So let me go ahead and get this situated here. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to get cranking, okay? Okay. Present screen, present arms. Let's do it. Where are we at? Why can't I find the thing I'm looking for? There it is. All right. Give me a second here. And we are playing. Okay, that was a nice little introduction. All right, now let's get cranking here because we have very limited time and I had a lot of tabs pulled up here. We're going to rock through them one at a time. I think the best way to do that, I suppose, is not the ideal way. StreamYard has a lot of limitations, let's just put it like that. But today is Passover, first day. And, oh, I don't know, last night it was already 9 o'clock in the morning. Passover 4:22 time in Israel. So that's when they claimed they were going to start their red heifer sacrifice. And we have covered that extensively here. If you know me from Mike Adams, he had me on to discuss the red heifer ceremony sacrifice, blood, disgusting Babylonian ritual. So yeah, and then I also put out a video called Thunderdome in reference to the Dome of the Rock, or Haram al-Sharif, as it's called. Al-Aqsa is the mosque. It's the whole damn place. Haram al-Sharif is the actual building. It is called Temple Mount. Okay, now let me see what I was looking at here. Why am I having this brain fart? I don't know. It's getting in my nerves, though. Okay, let's bring it over to here. I got to get the... Yeah, screw it. We'll just do it that way. It's simple. The present screens on here are kind of asinine. It'd be nice if you could move from one to the other and still be able to see your, you know, your main screen and toggle it away, but it doesn't let you do that. There's limitations, my friends. Limitations indeed. They said, how can we make this less useful? And then they succeeded. Okay, let's go for... I'm going to bring this video up here. And this is something that was... All right, we have a Telegram group. Lots of people submit lots of things. We share stuff. A lot of that stuff shows up on the show. So if you want to be a contributor in that way and share some things that you find on the topics we're covering, great, do that. It's called Ball Busters Studios. So it's t.me/BALBUSTERSSTUDIOS. There's about 325 people in that group. And then there's a channel with another 257 people in it. So the more the merrier. As long as you're not preaching, we don't preach to each other, okay?
As Passover approaches, Jewish extremist groups have again pledged to take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound under the protection of Israeli security forces.
Did you see how he just grabbed his arm like that? The old man just grabbed the freaking IDF soldier like he was like his like little toddler or something like that and just pulled him and pointed at it. What the f... Man, the mentality is so different. And I'm going to bring an Israeli or two on to talk about just how horrible treatment and life is there. Because if you think that's all roses and sunshine for the Israelis, it's not. Their government is a fucking piece of shit. It's a terrorist state, treating everybody there like guinea pigs.
View the move as a violation of the status quo. The Jordanian Waqf, or Islamic Trust, that manages the compound has criticized the planned incursions.
Every holiday that passes for the Jews, tensions and violations occur, and this is unacceptable. Everyone has his own holiday.
It's unacceptable, so it's not... yet we let the IDF in our country, because Jordan is where this place is. It's half in, you know, because Jerusalem spreads out, so it's on the wrong side for this thing to be even an issue. They have this long stemming since the 60s agreement with Jordan for the Wailing Western Wall and blah, 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 blah. And the Jews, as much as the other quote unquote laws that aren't enforced really to keep them out of the temple, it's more the Jews don't want to be in there because they find it's unclean, because this is how they treat other people. So if a Muslim or an Islamic person happens to be in a place, it's now considered unclean, which is pompous, arrogant, intolerant, rude, racist, and disgusting. But hey, Jews can't be that. They can only point at other people and call them all those names, right? Right. So this whole red heifer sacrifice, the whole point of this is to cleanse the place so that they can build their third, which I don't believe is the third, temple. And on the ashes, on the rubble of the dome that stands there now. So it's an act of war to do what they want to do, to destroy property, a holy place, all because of some rock that's encased within it. That's allegedly the place where Abraham did all his bloody murders. That's what they're fighting about. It's called the Dome of the Rock, right? And what else have we got going on here? Oh, yeah. So the ritual is actually about cleansing yourself from touching the dead. So what are they implying when they say that they need to cleanse it from the Muslims and the Islamic? So are they treating all other people besides them chosen peoples, besides themselves, as dead, disgusting, infected, infested. What do we call them? The klipoth, the unclean, the excrement. Is that what they're saying? Sounds like it.
Permissible to mix and merge Jewish holidays with the blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Even though Jewish worshippers are not allowed to pray, many usually do. It's a way to establish a presence inside the compound. We are inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, where ultra-nationalist and extremist Jewish settlers are planning to storm Al-Aqsa in large numbers.
You can tell who's saying this, like that they're mostly from that side of the fence and not the other, because they would never say extremist and Jewish and all this other stuff and storming. You got to listen to the words that they're using. These are all disparaging words, right? So obviously they're coming from a different angle, not promoting it, but rather, am I hearing a cat behind me? Sorry, not promoting it, but rather, condemning it.
Numbers during the Jewish Passover holiday. They're also planning to slaughter 5 red cows. Slaughtering a red cow is believed by Jewish extremists to be a divine commandment that paves the way for the building of the third temple, replacing the Dome of the Rock. Sheikh Sabri warns that allowing Jewish groups onto the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound to perform any rituals is an unacceptable provocation and could spark widespread outrage and inflame tension.
As for the issues of the red cow, this is a matter related to their beliefs, and we have nothing to do with it or Al-Aqsa's relationship with it. We demand that the issue of cows be kept away from the issue of Al-Aqsa.
The war on Gaza has entered its 7th month with no end in sight, and one reason for the Hamas attack on southern Israel is hardly mentioned. In a speech, Hamas military brigade spoke.
And you know what? I'm looking at a person who's mostly, his face is mostly all covered. We know that a majority of these quote-unquote extreme terrorist-y type Muslims are actually IDF and Mossad. So I'm not sure what I'm actually looking at here, or if this is just part of the game to play against the Goyim who are stupid because we don't understand customs and rituals. I don't know. So is that an actual guy? Is that an actual Hamas man? Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? And why would we jump to that conclusion anyway?
Spokesman Abu Ubaida blames the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. Israel imported 5 red heifers back in 2022. And some Jews and Christians believe the key to rebuilding the so-called Jewish temple is to hasten the arrival of the Messiah.
It is clear that the presence of the current extremist government led by Ben-Gvir is one of the major instigators against Al-Aqsa and Al-Haram al-Sharif. If this matter happens, there will be a major attack on Al-Aqsa Mosque and our preludes to seizing it.
Calls to storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound are championed by a small number of extremist groups, but the entire situation could spiral out of...
And a bunch of Christian Zionists who were originally founded by Sabbatean Frankists. Let's not forget that part. This whole Zionist thing is a Frankist construct coming straight out of the Lurian Kabbalah. The Lurian Kabbalah. Gotta emphasize on the fact that it's the Lurian Kabbalah.
...control, sparking widespread outrage and anger. Muhammad Al-Qasim, TRT World, Occupied East Jerusalem.
And there you have it. That's video number one. I think the mic sounds better without that screen on it. You probably can't see this, but it says Israel and Ukraine's plan with your money, and it is a picture of the Joker with that huge pile of cash, and it's on fire, just burning the money away. Right, they got it from us, and now they're just gonna burn it. And I said, bring on the digital currency. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic here. Redistribution doesn't even cover it. It's offloading of the old money for disposal. Oops. You know, I just realized. No, that's right. For disposal. But done in a political ritual ceremony to piss us off more. They're bleeding us dry and converting us into a poor third world country. They even imported millions of real live third world pieces of shit to help get us started. Inflation, the level of the Versailles Treaty incoming. Gold and silver will be illegal and confiscated as per the inversely named Patriot Act. And that was on my Instagram at Ballbusters. There's one more in here I wanna bring up here. This is the Dr. Seuss quote. So Dr. Seuss once said, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Now let's talk about Dr. Seuss for a little bit. Seuss, of Jewish German descent and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts, was devastated he was, so devastated by Adolf Hitler's rise to power, and similarly outraged by America's initial ambivalence to it. Of course he was an activist making children's books. I think he just got mad. Judith Morgan, co-author of the book Dr. Seuss and Mr. Geisel, said in an interview with The Atlantic. Okay, so this is what I said in response, and this is again from my Instagram. Everything we've been exposed to since children has been a frigging lie, and we were introduced into a world surrounded and controlled by the liars by the time we got here. They pawn off the byproduct of their disgusting behavior as quote-unquote human nature, to which I call bullshit. It's their nature infecting humans. Watch my Ora Linda series. You guys should totally do that. It's on Rumble. They've erased all positive examples of human nature and replaced it with their perversion. Remember when a tranny was a car part? And then I repeated, Seuss said, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." And at first you think, wow, that's really deep and that's really, it's very touching. It's moving, right? They're really good at that. Really good at touching those strings. They know how to play on empathetic, sympathetic people, even though they are dead inside. As cute and positive as that may sound to a pure mind that isn't poisoned, when applied to being conquered, it's pacifying pillow talk. It doesn't imply a way out, but rather the acceptance of defeat. A defeat you just mind controlled yourself to smile about. When they kill your children, smile for the good memories you had. Don't cry about the horrific evil that they brought down upon your family. Fuck these people. I'm so sick of their weaselly, cowardly bullshit. I was, of course, reading, right? There you have it. And then here's one more. And I'm not trying to get off on a tangent here, but this is the Sabbatean Frankist all day. Left and, you know, you. And I'm going to read a little bit from my book, Priestcraft Beyond Babylon, here too, before we're done. But this is Harold Wallace Rosenthal. Our power has been created through the manipulation of the national monetary system. The Federal Reserve System fitted our plan nicely since it is owned by us, but the name implies that it is a government institution. From the very onset, our purpose was to confiscate all the gold and silver, replacing them with worthless, non-redeemable paper notes. We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people. Let me say that again, because I'm stumbling over my goddamn words. We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people. Then we promote both sides of the issue, and confusion reigns. With their eyes fixed on the issues, they fail to see who is behind every scene. We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse. And I said, it goes way deeper than that. The first Christians, you know, a mixture of Romans and the Jews, who converted and burned their own religious texts. They saw an angle working with Rome, and they have conquered the world with religion. Why do non-Middle Easterners get force-fed this culture and these ideas of God from the Old Testament and the New? Is that your culture? Didn't your culture have an idea of God? Oh, right. The Romans burned all that as well, so that there was only one thing left besides even more foreign Indian stuff that most know nothing about. There's over 2 billion Christians, and they identify with the Jews and their Torah by design. They're going to have to protect and defend it. You see what I'm saying here? How convenient for that. That it's it. They identify with something that's not that that's unidentifiable. It's foreign to them, but yet they've been conditioned to identify with something that's foreign to them so that they will protect and defend it, right? They manipulated us to help them carry out their objectives, confusing us so badly that we identify with people who hate us and who write that their God is going to eradicate us so the chosen can have the whole place to themselves. What's the most racist, envious, murderous, gay, sodomite death cult in the world? Oh, say, hold on, I'm trying to read. Oh, yeah. But they made us a Jesus, and now we're all paralyzed in stupidity. Now, between Rome and the workings of the OT and how they manipulated and grafted that on, how do we know how much has been real and how much has been added, faked, and fabricated? I'm not saying there wasn't a Jesus. I'm saying how much of what he actually said and did is presented and made doctrine for us, or and how much of it is manipulation. That's what I would like to know. And I think that's the key to the whole shebang, because when you start getting into things like the Gospel of Judas, Jesus in that particular scenario, or what do you want to call it, teleplay, if you will, something of that nature, he identifies himself as being Barbalo, you know, the from the Aeon of Barbalo, not where the apostles think he's from. They think he's from Yaldabaoth. They think he's the son of Yaldabaoth, which would be the imposter. And that's who they think that they're worshiping. Interesting stuff, right? I mean, this all kind of boils down to being Saturn cult when you get right down to it. If it's Muslim, whether it's the old Babylonian stuff, it's shit up Saturn worship. The Kaaba is a giant cube, a black cube. And the Jews wear this little black cube on their temple, or their third eye on their forehead, that's allegedly has a little piece of the Torah in it. But that's also a black cube of Saturn. Okay, now let's go on to the next thing here. I want to hear this woman real quick, because this is kind of again, putting the attitude in a nutshell. It's pretty disgusting. So, hold on. I got to start off by making it muted. If I hit play, it's because I wanted to fucking hear it. All right, here we go.
The reason why we are in the situation that we are in today is because we don't have the temple.
So the reason why they're in the situation that they're in today, which is what? In control of the whole fucking world, condemning and enslaving everybody through a monetary system that's completely counterfeit, while they steal all the real wealth and pervert the youth, grooming them and raping the shit out of everything that they can touch, they can find. Is that the position she's talking about? Sounds like a pretty high position to me. Or the position where they're allowed to genocide people on national television and nobody says shit about it because they're all terrified of the banks that run them. Reality has to be changed. And our impression of reality has to change when it comes to them. We have to go through all the kinds of mental gymnastics to justify the actions when it's them.
That's how I look at it. The problem is not the building of the temple. The problem is the lack of the temple.
Yeah. The rest is reading, and I'm not going to go into all that. I'm not going to read about this thing. Plays music behind me. Spoken word style. But there are a couple other articles here I wanted to get into. Okay, it says, Jews prepare to slaughter red heifers at Al-Aqsa to fulfill prophecy. Let me just double check and make sure I got this thing on the right thingamabob. I'm going to remove it and put it back on. Just to be sure. Boom. All right, so for those of you just joining us, yes, every, uh-oh, what happened? Okay, so yeah, there's a lot of comments in here. I just want to make sure none of them said, hey, we can't hear what you're saying. So that's good. Let me just, I have to stop screen again. God damn that screen. All right, entire screen, audio, share. All right, cool. Let's get back to it. And for those, like I said, for those of you who are just joining us, hi. Besides that, this is going to be a night. Well, so I started an hour late today. We thought we were going to be doing it 9 to 11, but apparently it's going to be 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. So when I come back, it'll be at 8 a.m. So my daughter will have just left this room to go to school, and then I'll be sitting in this chair, shutting off her computer and turning on mine. So boom, we'll be able to make it. So 8 a.m. Monday and Wednesday, come to Rumble, come to Twitter, or come to Speak Free Radio. All right. Now let's do this. This is Red Heifer Slaughtering. Now, I haven't watched this video, but here we go. Is this the same one? Passover. Oh, my God. Jeez. Never mind. Is there anything new here? All right. Here we go. I'm going to have to read this one to you. Hold on. Palestinians warn of a Jewish and Christian Zionist plot to threaten Al-Aqsa Mosque, starting with a red heifer from Texas. This is April 21st, 2024, so don't think this is an old article. This is yesterday. Palestinians are warning the world of threats by Israeli religious extremists and Christian Zionists to implement a bizarre but lethal plot to demolish the Dome of the Rock, Al-Aqsa Mosque, to make way for the third Jewish temple. Well, that's their count. I'm saying first or second. I think the majority of their history is a bold-faced lie to put them in the center of everything. But hey, that's just me. Anyway, I can read this article that I have. It's not really an article. This is from my book, Priestcraft Beyond Babylon. All right, Priestcraft Beyond Babylon. Let me just check one last thing here. It's exactly how I wanted. Okay, so yeah, Priestcraft Beyond Babylon. There's a whole chapter in this. All right, of this, I should say. But before we get into that, let's find out what is a Christian Zionist and where do they come from, Daniel? I'm glad you asked. Let's go hit the search bar. This is from a book by David Livingstone, who, by the way, is a Muslim. So, and he believes in the official bullshit state of Rabbi Antelman and the Nazi quote unquote narrative. So everybody has their faults. That's a major one, though. We need to get off of that crap. All right, let's see. I probably don't need to put all that in there, but let's try that one. It's going slow. No, it's bullshit. You gonna tell me it doesn't not a stop fucking grabbing the whole word. There you go. See, this is why I put this like Moravian. Here we go. Let's start with that one. All right. Comenius was bishop of the Moravian Brethren, the oldest pre-Reformation Protestant denomination, who had joined other Protestants in backing Frederick V of Palatinate. That's not important, but the Brethren, Moravian, Bohemian, and then they go to the Plymouth. Now, here we go. The New England after the Plymouth Colony. So we have the Plymouth Brethren that started in England and the Exclusive Brethren. That was John Darby. But where do these people come from? These people were the actual converts in the very beginning of these brethren. They also created the Asiatic Brethren, which was either the cousin or the father or the son-in-law, brother-in-law, sorry, of Jacob Frank. So Jacob Frank himself and 26,000 of his followers, Frankist, straight up Satanism, right? Blood drinking, child rape, child sacrifice, wife swapping, any commandment they had to break. You name it. They had to do everything. It was a duty to do all these things in order to be a Frankist. You had to undo. You had to do everything in the inverted manner. You had to undo goodness. You had to also destroy all positive forms of religion and government as well, if there is such a thing anyway. So they all converted, they all got baptized, right? Some of them went over here, some went over there, some went into the Roman church, some went over there. Some of them created this Christian, or they infiltrated into these Christian brethrens. And that's where this idea of Zionism in the Christian mind came from. The evangelical Christianity, Frankists. Frankists. Okay. Now we know why the Christians and their mind control believe that this is a good thing and that it's going to bring back Jesus. That's a mental gymnastics thing. You'll have to ask them how the hell that makes sense. But moving on. The last things Palestinians need is another crisis in their homeland. Right. They're pretty much all wiped out by now. But anyway. It's not enough that Israel continues its genocidal war. I'm reading the article now. In the Gaza Strip, with acute starvation, more daily restrictions on vital humanitarian aid. By the way, this mirrors and is exactly what they did to the Germanic people pre, during, and post-war. They were starving them out since the Versailles Treaty. All right? Yeah, and pot-shotting, torturing, having a sadistic good old time of raping and murdering people, smashing children's heads, all this stuff. If a child tried to protect its mother, it got shot or murdered some other way, and then the mother got raped anyway. This is what they did to the Germanic people. This is what they're doing to Gaza. Same MO. This shit needs to stop. More daily restrictions on vital humanitarian aid, more Israeli massacres in Gaza, and increased settler pogroms in the West Bank, where neither Palestinians nor their land are protected. A regional war in the Middle East still looms as a distinct possibility. You know what they do? These quote-unquote settlers, if they can shoot a person who owns a home, they occupy the home. That's what these settlers do. They're not coming around on horse and wagon like pilgrim style, you know, America, 1700s, 1600s, or even in the 1800s when they found gold. They're not doing it that way. They're coming around like war parties, murdering innocent people and stealing their land, especially if they have a farm. They're terrorists. Everything about this culture is terrorist in nature. And why? Because Frankists established the Zionist terrorist state of Israel. Now, am I saying all Jews are that way? No, I'm saying the ones that created this place is, and they're going to murder their own, meaning other Jews, whenever it suits their needs to do so. Like what they did with the multiple boosters, they don't care about the people. Like they do with the restriction of goods coming into Israel, and we're going to have people on to talk about that. I experienced it with my own business, having things kicked back ever since 2020 because they didn't want Israel to have anything outside of its own country. Yeah, the fact that you have to use a credit card that has interest on it, right? You have to pay interest for you can't use a bank card to pay for foreign goods online when you live in Israel. So you have to give the banks that run the fucking place, right? The ones that created your more of your money in order to buy things that are foreign. Pretty convenient. So all this special treatment that they get outside of Israel isn't how they're treated inside, because they don't really like the Orthodox there. These are the Frankists that created that place. Rothschild converted to Frankism in the 1780s. The Jesuits and Jacob Frank. So you have Adam Weishaupt, Jacob Frank, and Mari Amschel Rothschild basically formulating the merging of minds that became the Illuminati. And the Jesuits have been, mixed up with the Freemasonic order ever since they were disbanded in 1773. So they got they used to hunt down the Freemasons, and then they ended up inside the lodges sowing subversive discord and subverting all things and customs of the Freemasonic order. And then in walks the Frankists. And it was like a match made in hell. All right, moving on. And they're both clandestine. They both are spies who spy on their own spies, and they are never allowed to be outwardly what they are inwardly. They're supposed to lie and be covert about everything that they do. A regional war in the Middle East still looms as a distinct possibility as long as Netanyahu thinks he can stay out of prison by continuing the violence and having it underwritten by the United States. You know, here's the funny thing about the Netanyahu protests. They're not protesting because he's being a bad guy. They're protesting because the sick culture out there thinks he's not murdering enough. That's what they are mad at. They don't think he's efficient enough in destroying people in Gaza. That's child's play for them. They don't think that it's nearly enough. Beneath the radar is another overlooked threat to regional stability that could easily expand beyond the Middle East and to Asia and Africa and pull the United States deeper into the fray. Of course there is, because this is supposed to be the onset of Armageddon. So if we're expecting it as Christians, as the Christian minds are programmed to do, when these signs and symbols come about, even though it's man forcing it, so it's not the same as it happening organically, but it doesn't matter because people are stupid. They've dumbed us down, and they think that as long as it's happening, it's happening. It doesn't matter if God does it or not, or if it's organic or if it's forced and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I predicted something. Well, did you make it happen? Yeah. Well, then you didn't really predict it. You knew it was going to happen, right? Anyhow, when they do this red heifer sacrifice and they destroy the mosque and all this other stuff and create their temple or start the building of the temple, that's supposed to be the signal of the onset of Armageddon. And guess what? They'll be happy to provide us an Armageddon because they don't want us around anyway. So they're going to drag us into war. They're going to create false flag attacks in America. They're going to drag us into hell. So this is all up and coming. Don't be surprised if you get conscripted, even. And don't be surprised if the conditions in Gaza don't end up here, and this time we're the Palestinians in that sense, or that the conditions that happened in Dresden, that happened all throughout Berlin in the 20s and in the 40s. Don't be surprised that doesn't happen here. The 20s in Berlin, with all the perversion, that's already going on here. It's all in your schools, and nobody's doing a damn thing about it because you're pussies. Sorry, but it's true. Not yelling at the people listening. You know I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to all the other people that make it impossible for us to be effectual because they weaken us with their passivity and their denial or, you know, oblivion. They're oblivious to things. Or they just don't care because it's progressive, right? Progressive to do that. We're just old thinkers. We don't want our children perverted by a bunch of sodomites. That's old way of thinking. We should start embracing that like the Pope does, having them dance in front of him like a sick, perverted old man. On April 9th, 2024, a number of Palestinian Christian leaders issued a bulletin and petition drive warning the world of threats by Israeli religious extremists and Christian Zionists who are intent on implementing a bizarre but lethal plot to demolish the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque to make way for the third Jewish temple. Al-Aqsa Mosque, known as El-Masjid Al-Aqsa, or Furthest Mosque, is the third holiest site in Islam and is referenced in Surah 17 of the Quran. The Prophet Muhammad's night journey. Yes, his night journey. These holy sites mark the very place where tradition says the Prophet ascended to heaven. Al-Aqsa is also referred to as the Haram al-Sharif, or the Noble Sanctuary, which reflects the same designation for the mosque surrounding the Kaaba in Mecca. Kaaba in Mecca is the black cube with the black stone. The holiest site in Islam. Any infraction or attempt to damage Al-Aqsa or the shrine adjacent to it, known as the Dome of the Rock, could instigate a response from approximately 2 billion Muslims around the world. Guess what else there's 2 billion of? Christians. And that's about 4 billion people that these other people don't want. But they're not going to they're not going to dirty their hands. They like to get other people fighting their wars for them, don't they? See, unnoticed in mostly sanitized Western media coverage of the crisis in the Gaza Strip was the alarm sounded by Hamas spokesman Abu Ubaidah on the 100th day of Israel's genocide, January 14, 2024. He sounded an alarm alerting the Islamic world and anyone listening that Israel recently brought a certain breed of cow to a settlement in the West Bank. What appeared to some as an irrelevant or bizarre comment was a serious warning to Muslim leaders that a sinister plot was afoot regarding the Haram al-Sharif. Israel had recently bent its regulations banning livestock from entering the country, right? They have a ban on every goddamn thing. And I guarantee you it's not just red heifers. Something as big as setting off the final war, the third war, you know there's going to be child sacrifice going on too. And allowed 5 red heifers to be transferred from a Christian Zionist ranch, a Christian Zionist ranch in Texas to an illegal West Bank settlement. For the past 3 decades, various Christian Zionist ranchers in the U.S. have been trying to breed 100% pure red heifer, which, according to an obscure ancient priestly cleansing process recorded from the Book of Numbers, chapter 19, and it's chapter 19, 1 through 9, and I've read it on the Thunderdome video that I did. It's called Thunderdome. Check it out. With commentary, the Jewish sage Maimonides could commence various rituals leading to animal sacrifices in a rebuilt third temple. However, close to impossible was the necessity to find a pure red heifer before the necessary cleansing ritual could be performed in the revived third temple. Several ultra-Orthodox Israeli Zionist organizations and Christian Zionist groups around the globe. By the way, all the same people, all this whole entire mindset, Zionist, this, that, is it, all Frankism. This is Frankism. This is the luring Kabbalah coming to life. That's what Zionism is. It's just a different word for Frankism. And Frankism is straight up evil when you get right down to what they actually do. Even if Brother Nathaniel tells you that the tunnels are a nothing burger. Sure. Sure they are. Well, as long as the Jew says so. I mean, it must be true. Because he would know, right? And they would never tell you anything that was not 100% on the up and up. So it's just settled. It's settled, just like the science. The event that stimulated speculation on the Third Temple was Israel's capture of Arab East Jerusalem in June 1967, which was quickly annexed by Israel. Both Christian and Jewish religious extremists interpreted Israel's victory as the beginning of a new messianic era and the countdown to the final days of history culminating in the Messiah's first or second coming, depending on your religious preference. Both Orthodox Jews and fundamentalist Christians agreed that the construction of the third Jewish temple, right, the one that's supposed to bring back something, it'll bring back something, all right. The Demiurge, perhaps? I see. You have to buy the first story to call something else the Antichrist, so I don't know. The third key stage of the Messianic Age. Only 2 obstacles stood in their path. Messianic age and this redemption through sin is exactly what the Frankists are all about. This is all just rewording and inversion of things and skewing and blending and mixing up in your mind to confuse you. But in reality, you're carrying out evil, straight up evil, by allowing this to happen. First was locating a red heifer that was completely pure and had never been yoked, as prescribed in Numbers 19, 1 through 3, with the advent of modern science and genetic manipulation, several Christian Zionist ranchers in the United States embarked on the task of producing a pure red heifer. Through the years, there have been several near successes, but in every case, a white or black hair disqualified the amount. But in every case, a white or black hair disqualified the almost sacred bovine. However, the second major obstacle remains somewhat daunting. It is none other than Al-Aqsa's Mosque and Dome of the Rock. Since the late 1960s, there have been a series of violent attempts by both Jewish and Christian extremists to blow up the Muslim sites. A memorable attempt occurred on March 10th, 1982, when 45 ultra-Orthodox religious extremists known as the Lifta Group scaled the wall to the Haram al-Sharif armed with explosives. This happened in 1982. A Muslim guard notified the police, who arrived quickly and arrested the perpetrators. At that time, the Israeli government was committed to upholding the sanctity of the Muslim sites and honored what was known as the religious status quo in Jerusalem. Excuse me, I have breath issues. 3 weeks after the Lifta operation, a quarter-page advertisement appeared in the Jerusalem Post demanding the release of the 45 extremists, calling them earnest, faithful sons of Israel. Well, that sounds a lot more than sounds a lot better than psychopathic terrorists, doesn't it? The ad was placed by the U.S.-based Committee of Concerned Evangelicals. Of course it was, for freedom of worship on the Temple Mount. Yeah, or the Temple Society or all these other places, right? The three co-chairmen of the committee were wealthy Oklahoma-based oil magnate Terry Risenhoover, California... Risenhoover, huh? California businessman Doug Krieger. Wait, where is it?
I'm not a serial killer.
That's the only Krieger I know. And Houston clergyman Reverend Ken Lauch. What the three had in common was the extreme Christian Zionist belief that the Third Temple must be built to hasten the Battle of Armageddon. See what I say? This is a death cult, regardless if it's a Christian Zionist, Judean. Even the Muslims want this to happen because they think that their guy's coming back too. So there's going to be a very strange lack of a response if they actually do try to do something, because all of them are sitting around waiting to see what will happen. Yeah, let's just wing it. You know, let's fire up CERN mode at it too. See if we can make something happen. Maybe we can pull something through a portal. What the hell? Let's go for it. It's Armageddon, buddy. See, rapture isn't even part of the doctrine, but they say built to hasten the battle of Armageddon, the rapture, the return of Jesus. Okay. Well, they don't know what they're talking about, but they raised the legal fees, and within a year, the militant attackers were released from prison with minimal penalties. The costly legal fees and other expenses were raised by evangelicals who were given a tax write-off as the fund secured a 501c tax-exempt status. See, Doug, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Most of the militant Jews in the Lifta operation were disciples of Rabbi Meir Kahane, whose Catch Thus movement was declared a terrorist organization in the United States and later in Israel. Prior to Israel banning the Catch organization, Kahane had a small but potent following in several militant settlements, such as Kiryat Arba, adjacent to Hebron. Israeli journalist Gershom Gorenberg described the Catch Party as the Catch Party platform as including making sexual relationships between a Jew and an Arab a capital crime. The party's eventual goal was the expulsion of all Arabs, Palestinians, from Israel and the occupied territory. Well, that's what they're doing right now, isn't it? Kahane's small group of aggressive followers splattered Jerusalem with posters demanding that Israel erase the mosque from the Temple Mount. Today, both Jewish and Christian Zionist websites offer posters of the Haram al-Sharif, or Temple Mount, with the Third Temple inserted in place of Al-Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock. Gershom Gorenberg, The End of Days. Kahane may be gone, but there is a revival of his racist views, not only in Kiryat Arba, but across the Western Bank settlements. Yeah, that's all fine and good, but these people are just tools and puppets of the actual orchestrators of this stuff. And these are the Zionist bankers. These are the Frankist bankers, the Rothschild families. These are the Romans and the Jesuits. That's who's doing all this crap. And if you want a clarification on that, what do you mean the Jesuits and the Romans and the Frankists and the Rothschilds? Blah, blah, blah. It's a whole lot easier to just grab this. Priestcraft Beyond Babylon. I go through this from the very beginning all the way up, and it gives you the detail that you need to actually make sense, okay? Thanks. Priestcraft Beyond Babylon. You can get it from my website. You can get it from Amazon. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. Cheapest on Barnes & Noble, but cheaper on my website if you get it from me directly, and I will sign it. Semper, S-E-M-P-E-R-F-R-Y, LLC.com. S-E-M-P-E-R-F-R-Y, LLC.com. Now, I may stay on when this, in about 3 minutes, I have to get off and Giuseppe starts his show. So I will probably stay on Rumble and Twitter and continue this and just drop out of the this Speak Free Radio. So you guys that are listening on Rumble and Twitter will get to hear the rest of this. Kahane may be gone, but there's... Okay, we already said that. Including several members. Okay, here we go, yeah. But across the West Bank, settlements, Jerusalem, and Israel, including several members of Netanyahu's cabinet. These are the revivals of his racist views. The whole thing is racist. The whole idea that other people are excrement and unclean because they're not you shows a very smug, arrogant, obnoxious, racist attitude towards every other living being. It's envious, too. They are quite envious. They include finance minister Bezalel, Smoltrick, security minister Itamar Ben Giver, or Veer, National Knesset Security Chair Zikva Fogel, other words with names that... Here we go. See you later, guys. That's it. All right, stay on if you're on Rumble, and stay on if you're on Twitter. Oh, where am I at? Boom. Okay, cool. We're at the next round. My good friends. Which one is it? Here we go. All right, let's skip past all the names in the list. It's just yada, yada, yada. But all are outspoken disciples of Kahane brand Zionism and support the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. So if he's a brand of anything Zionism, he's a Frankist. And destruction of the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque. It is little wonder militant Jewish extremists have gained more privileges to pray near Al-Aqsa or disrupt Islamic prayers. Or they disrupt Islamic prayers in their freaking territory. Isn't that smug and bold and rude? And why do people put up with it? Because the entire might of the American and any other army, government's army that the Rothschilds owns through their debt, at the snap of a finger, can be there kicking the shit out of that country. That's why they allowed this stuff to happen. They're just bullies on the block. That's it. Israel's a scumbag for doing that. Now they're bullying little kids with rifles and shooting them and killing them and raping them and all that crap. That's what's happening. It is little wonder, yeah, the privileges to pray near the Al-Aqsa, as long as prayers and at times gain access to the mosque. Netanyahu's rule has popularized the racist Kahane views more than at any other time in recent history, raising the possibility of Israeli political support and weaponizing an attack on Muslim holy sites. The arrival of the prized red heifer could be the first step toward the frightening reality. There is also concern these views are influencing a large segment of Israelis, including secular Jews. Hold on, is this going to be a pain in the sack? Yeah, I have to do this later. Oh well. According to the Haaretz poll 10 years ago, 43% of the religious Jews and a surprising 31% of secular Israelis supported removing the Muslim shrines. Today, estimates are well over 70% of religious Jews support the temple replacing the Muslim sites, while 40 to 50% of secular Israelis support the project. Take Beth Cronfield, a secular American Jew who made Aliyah and founded the High on Har organization that provides tours to Haram al-Sharif to promote the construction of the Third Temple. Recently, Cronfield told CBS, it's so important for the Jews to return and rebuild the temple. It's not your property, and it's not your place. And why has it got to be there? because of the rock underneath it where a bunch of murders happened. Yeah, that sounds about your speed. It's not about taking anything from our Muslim brothers and sisters. Bullshit. It's about preserving this place and being guardians over the house of God for all people. Why do you think that you have that privilege over others? What makes you think that you're better than other people that you would have to do that instead? Don't call them your brothers and sisters when you don't have any respect for them, you scumbag woman. Apparently, Beth is either ignorant or simply does not care about the violent and sacrilegious impact such an act will have on all Palestinians and the Muslim world. As planned, they have to insult them dearly so that they can use that excuse to then cause false flags where they pretend that they're the Muslims attacking other countries. Muslims wouldn't do that because they're not going to bite off more than they can chew when they already have issues with Israel and they're afraid of Israel's allies fucking them up. So it's not like they're going to be like, oh, let's throw some pot shots at America. Let's send some terrorists over there. To go. No, they wouldn't do that. If anything terrorist and Muslim ever occurs, you know, as sure as it's 9/11, that it's the fucking Israelis doing it and our government helping them. Period. The end. And don't expect that to happen again. And they're going to have to go bigger and badder than they did in 9/11, because this has to bring us into the final war. So don't be surprised if like a tactical nuke or some other type of nuke blows up, and kills us all, or takes out a whole city. You know, that's where the shit is heading. That's why this is so important to talk about right now. Oh wait, hold on. Yes. Oh, was I supposed to record that? Damn it. All right, I will. Damn it. Yeah. All right, so Giuseppe, you tell me that I should send the MP3. I have to learn to hit the record button on this Rodecaster because it has its own, you know, you can store your own MP3 or WAV file in here or whatever the heck it's called. I forgot what the file is called. But I didn't do that. I have to learn to hit record. I had been using this thing for so long without having all the features available to me because I couldn't get the board to update the firmware. But then I finally got it done, and now I've been so used to just using it as a place to put my microphone in that I haven't even actually recorded off of it. Anyway. All right. The Sabil petition is an urgent call to people of all religious faiths and of no particular faith who oppose this dangerous plot that weaponizes false religious beliefs and turns them into a political nightmare. Of significant concern is the growing political support these views hold in not only the Netanyahu government, but among Republican members of the U.S. Congress. Recently, a leader of the Third Temple movement, Yitzhak Memo of Ovna, Jerusalem, addressed the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance, convened by U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. CBS TV described the meeting as a who's who among fundamentalist Christian Zionists. Right. And, you know, if we didn't know better, we would assume that even these places sometimes would have to blow up and catch fire, but they never do. They never do because the Demiurge owns this place, and his people and his scumbags never have anything bad happen to them, do they? So when they're all collected together like that, and all gathered in a group, there's not going to be any problems. There isn't going to be an accidental structure damage and things collapsing or spontaneous fire anywhere or any of that stuff. Too bad. It's really too bad. Including Republic. Okay, so it says, who's who among fundamentalist Christian Zionists, including Republican members of Congress. Memo explained the practice. You know who's a Christian Zionist? Michael Flynn, General Flynn. That's right. He was at freaking, what the hell's his name? Copeland's little church there. You know, Copeland, the psychopath? Yeah, he was at Copeland's church reciting, speaking directly, but he just happened to use the exact same words that Elizabeth Clare Prophet had spoken decades earlier when she was allegedly channeling Archangel Michael at her Summit Church. And that's the theosophical stuff right there. Area. Memo complained the practical achievements of the project induced, explained, and introduced Brian Stinson, the Texas Ranger who had helped breed the red heifers. Stinson told the audience that constructing the third temple would usher in the Battle of Armageddon and the Second Coming of Jesus. What a fucking mental patient. First of all, why do we want this? And why do we, when, who said it, we were ready for the end of the world? Why don't we let God decide that instead of people? And why would God need you to kill a bunch of cows in order for him to prompt him to do something? Is God taking your orders? Does any of this make any sense unless you're dealing with a magical ritual and something other than God? This isn't the benevolent creator that they're trying to access. And therefore, the thing that they're going to call Jesus isn't going to be Jesus at all. If there is any hope after Israel's attempt to utterly erase Palestinian lives, history, and presence in the Gaza Strip, it is how the ugly, dark side of Zionism, which rules Israel today, has been exposed as a fascist, ultra-nationalist regime that is perpetrating nothing short of a full-blown genocide of the Palestinian population in the Gaza Strip. The long-term solution and perhaps the only hope for security for Palestinians and the Israelis is the decolonization of Palestine and the de-Zionization of Israel. Wouldn't that be nice? Why don't we just not make it a state anymore? Because it's illegitimate. The people who are there are claiming ownership, and they're not the right people to be doing so. They are liars. They're imposters. It's a tall order. They're mostly Turks. Hold on. The long-term solution. Okay, we heard that. It's a tall order, but the process is underway. But all hope will be dashed if Netanyahu, or even a post-Netanyahu group of fanatic Christian and Jewish Zionists attempt to destroy the Haram al-Sharif. The removal of the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque to prepare the way for a third temple will unleash unimagined cycles of violence and repression and must be avoided at all costs. Right, that's where the Armageddon will be drawn from. That's the energy, that's the chaos from which it'll come about, because it should, right? That should be a big enough insult. So we'll have a practical reason, and the practical people will have their practical reason for why these wars are going on. The religious people will have their religious reason for why these wars are going on, because constructing the third temple just so happens to usher in the Battle for Armageddon and the Second Coming of Jesus. So the mental patients out there who believe all that will have that reasoning for that. And everybody will think that it's and those circuits, the 2 billion Christians and the 2 billion Muslims even, will all believe that it's God's will. And most of the Christians won't fight against it, because who are they to fight against God's will? And this whole misunderstanding and misrepresentation of what turn the other cheek and being passive means doesn't mean when they're raping your children. It doesn't mean when they're murdering you. It's not to that extreme level. Turn the other cheek when you're being slapped, not when you're being raped. Okay? Don't turn that cheek when you're being raped, you weirdo. That's an awfully convenient religion that makes you completely neutralized when someone who wishes to do you harm comes by, because it's just not Christian of me, and it's just not, you know, it's not God's way. Bullshit, it's not. If you have two arms, defend yourself. You have a brain to deduce and think, use it to think. And ask yourself, do you think in the 2,000 years, those words weren't changed to fit the control mechanism of one person or the other? Or the simple fact that the Nicene Orthodoxy picked and chose what was going to go in there and obviously did their own creative edits to go along with it so that they could craft one book onto another that didn't belong to together, like oil and water. They were repelling each other. And then here, well, let's just put a couple of words in there that Jesus said this and Jesus said that. And you only go through, go get to the Father through him. We'll put that in there so the people will have somebody to worship. And then we'll make him special because we don't want anybody to think that they can access God directly just like this guy can. So this will be the last one that will allow to believe that. And we'll, and he's already dead. So we got discovered. Other people won't realize that they can all have that same access because the kingdom of heaven is within. We have to erase that and have them focus on this guy who never wanted to be a deity. He never wanted to be worshipped. Tell them that they all must worship him. Otherwise, they go to hell. They have to accept him as their Lord and Savior. Otherwise, they're going to hell. Even if they've never heard of him and they're fucking from India or something like that, that's okay. Those people are going to hell. Why? Because they weren't convenient enough to they weren't lucky enough and fortunate enough to have Jesus land in their neck of the woods. So therefore, they're all going to hell because God makes mistakes and he creates extra people. Don't you know? Don't you know he's been creating extra people ever all the way up until this point when Jesus came? All those people were just wasted, useless, and didn't have an afterlife. But that all changes now. Sure it does. Because that religion makes so much fucking sense. I'm telling you, it's bullshit. I'm telling you, the Romans have us all tied up in a knot, and it works so well on Jews to pacify them that they said, screw it, we're gonna conquer the whole world with this, and we're gonna enforce it with the sword through crusades and inquisitions so that we will shove this religion down your throat, and then we will rule you with it. And if you have any sense and semblance of any kind of spirituality in your culture, like say Native Americans or Native anybody, we'll massacre the majority of you and then put you into, you know, what they call residential schools, where you are force-fed Catholicism and stripped of everything that has to do with your culture and beaten to almost death and sometimes to death if you speak even your own language. Then you'll have nothing left but Christianity and Catholicism to fall back on because your idea of God will have been destroyed from you. And what do you think they did in quote-unquote pagan world with the Romans? Why don't we have our own deities from our own regions? Some of us might, very vaguely. And they call that paganism. They call it evil and they call this other stuff. There's monotheism that's been going on in all different places. Ralda, that we learned about in the Orlinda book, the Phrygians and the Frisians. Ralda, Freya, done. Eartha is the earth. Ralda created that. Ralda is the supreme god, the all-father, who can do no bad. He isn't good and evil. He isn't the good and evil of the demiurge that the Jews worship and confused and controlled us to think that there's somehow our god too, when they specifically tell you that it's not. The commandments don't even apply to you because we can mess with you because you're a foreigner. You're not one of us. And our God is promising a day when you won't be here. So it's just us, the chosen. That's our heaven. Yet we still promote, support, and defend this nonsense from Babylon. Rebranded and repackaged 150,000 times by now. And reworded to fit the situation, whatever they needed to say, whatever they needed to mean, and omitting everything that would stand in contradiction to it. I might be back again later. I've got some hot sauce to make and some orders to put out. And today, oh, by the way, like nine more books went out because they had come in on Friday, and I already packaged those out, so they're out, and more should be showing up in the next couple days, and as soon as they come in, I'll be sending them out. But Semper, SEMPERFRYLLC.com, let me show you it. Yes, Robots of the Demiurge, again. And Vin Landerson, you understand, like, why do we Why do we, of all people, who we're not Middle Eastern, we're not from there, why is it our obligation to adopt the religion of some place that's foreign with customs and stuff that are foreign to us, and then somehow self-identify with that and then defend it with our own lives? This is like 1,000 years of Roman fuckery that we just never got out of. Meanwhile, they were destroying every other option, erasing it from existence, so we had nothing else to even look at, to consider. We don't have options. We don't have choices. We have choice. Abraham 1, Abraham 2, and Abraham 3, right? Abrahamic religions. And then something obscure and convoluted and complicated that they call the Rig Veda, blah, 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 right? It's like, okay. Again, seems a little foreign to me. Anyhow, I think I'm just going to become enrolled that I trust from now on and say fuck it all. If Jesus is who he says he is, he'll forgive me. Or if he even said he is who he said he is, and it's not just other people saying he is who he is, he may have just been a cool dude, or he may have not have been at all. But here's the thing I will return to again and again and again. They have nothing that I want. They possess no cards in their hands that make me have to jump when they say jump. Okay? The reason being, I think true faith comes down to this. Not wanting more. That's it. Just not wanting more. So if you're happy and grateful for the existence in life that you have right now, thank you, Ralda. Thank you, All Father. If there's something extra, if there's something else on the other end, great. But I'm not expecting it, and I'm not dependent on it. If this is all there is, I'm still grateful for the experience. Thanks a lot. So how can you control a person like that? Because they control the fear of death. It's a death cult, and now they're trying to bring about death. How do we believe that this is the real God? The way that if this is the real God, this place sucks. I'm out anyway. I'm washing my hands of this fucking realm. That's it. Because if this is how the God of this realm operates, I want nothing to do with him. And if I ever die and I have the opportunity to be in the same realm as him, he better watch out, because I'll gouge his fucking eyes out. That's it. All right. Present screen. The Demiurge is what I'm referring to. Because through him, all evil can come about. Meanwhile, we're saying, why would God let this happen? Well, it's not God. God is well beyond, different eons, way many layers above us, doesn't interact directly. His emanations, his aeons, are what do lower and lower and lower. And what they said in that Gospel of Judas is that Barbello is the emanation of the aeon that Jesus is from. He's the father. He's the son of that, not this lower disgusting creature called the Demiurge, called Yaldabaoth. Yeah, I've read Caesar's Messiah. I've read the majority of it. I haven't read the whole thing because he's got a lot of good points, but there's still not all of it. And there's when I sense the things that aren't correct, I just lose interest in it. So to a point, it's partly that. To a point, it's probably partly what Ralph Ellis says too, that they changed the time frame where he was supposed to be had existed, and he was more or less the Jewish revolt is when Jesus was crucified. So he lived into the, like 70 AD. That would make more sense. And they backdated everything so that he would seem like he was giving prophecy when he wasn't. And they made a, like they do with everything else, they deify humans, they turn them into idols. This is something that the Magi have been doing forever. And as we read the Orlinda, we saw that happening. We saw that this was what they've been doing for 1600 years prior to Jesus. They were doing this. They were always taking people and trying to screw up Raldas or the Frisians, right? And the Phrygians, the offshoots of them, trying to screw up their concepts of things by taking their heroes and deifying them and then making idols out of them. And therefore, they're controlling the people with this deification and pulling them away from the natural. And so it's just more of the same. Turn to this. This is your savior. This is your savior right here. See this item in my hand? This is your savior. Worship this. And I hold it. So I am your priest. I'm your priestcraft. Crazy messed up stuff. Yeah, if that even happened. And what were they interested in? An obscure child? Or was it more like what Ralph Ellis did, and he was actually the heir or the king of Syria? Who just so happens, even in the book that they didn't scrub out all the way, he sends a letter to the what would have been his father in that book. In that passage. I'll have to look at the Ralph Ellis book again to see what exactly it is, but there's a part where he's like corresponding with what would have been his father if he was in fact that. But anyway, there's also a little bit of everything else going on too. So it is what it is. All I'm saying is I think from the very beginning, this Roman thing just decided to take over. It's had a whole life of its own. They didn't even have to be a Roman Empire with a Caesar anymore. All they had to be is the Roman Catholic Empire, the church, and they could rule all other divine right to rule provinces by proxy, because they don't have their divine right without the church, and the religion was necessary for there to be kingdoms. And that same as it ever was, everything started off with the priestcraft, and then you had government come around it, and they'd be like, oh, the separation between church and state. There's never been that, because church made state, church made government. That's how it was even justified that you were subjugated to anything, was because of religion. It's all bullshit. The whole damn thing. Anyway, before we get out of here, let me go ahead and... All right, so the Patreon... did I do this right even? Did I even look at what I was doing? No, I didn't. Present. Share screen. All right. No, I didn't do it this time, so I'm just going to type it in. But you'll find this in our... in the description of my video. So SEMPERFRYLLC.com. I know it's up there. I'm just typing it so people hear it. There it is. Dr. Glidden, you want to click on that and get into his membership? You can go right from this here. You can click right into it. And that's the actual link you want to use. Okay. From my site again, click this one. Boom. Shop for that stuff. And then the book from Dr. Monzo is right here. Okay. Ball Busters, all one word, Ball Busters 15 for the discount. Okay. Now down here, Azure Will, click that. BB5 at checkout. Okay. All the stuff is here. I recommend the copper, whole food vitamins, multivitamins, and the fulvic humic acid here. Core copper right there. All right. And there's a bunch of other stuff in there. All that great stuff, the cod liver, all that stuff. I'm just saying a few things that I personally have picked up. And right here is my book. You can go to books, you can go to podcasts, or you can go to the regular landing menu page. You click this, it brings you to the books tab anyway. Look at that. And then after this, we see over here, it says it gives you the links to Barnes, Amazon, Kobo, or Lulu. So you can pick still if you prefer to get it from them, right from these links right on my site. Or you can scroll all the way down and you can click this one, that one, or the other one, that one. Boom, boom, or boom. And then I will sign it for you if you buy it from me. All righty. Awesome. More people, over 140 people just on Amazon alone, and then we still have a couple of days left in this month, have picked it up. So thank you for that. More on Barnes & Noble have picked it up. And I got a ton of them too. I can't even come up with a number right now. Probably over 250 this month, I want to say. Probably something like that. Maybe more. I'll have to look at the final numbers at the end of the month and I'll let you know. But a lot of people have been picking up the book, and they most certainly should be. Certainly should be. Certainly should. I guess I just like to slur my speech. Yeah. Okay. So here's another one. Vegas of Aces. Yahweh is a minor Elohim written into the New Testament to capture and control the Dems. Guess what he was? He was a god of metallurgy in the Canaanite lore in the Bronze Age. He was, and this is their words, insignificant god of metallurgy. Okay. Their words from the Ugaritic text. You know where you can find that? In this book here. I give you the whole history. Priestcraft Beyond Babylon. What else we got? Oh, yeah, that's the same one I saw over here. I wish God would just tell us. Yeah, there's no fun in that. And God is over. Oh, wait, hold on. I hit the wrong one. Yeah, you know what? And it's not really up for him to do that. Like, why do we... Do we need that? I mean, it comes to a point where it's like, what is it that we're... Why are we letting ourselves be misled and down these... If it seems like something as horrible as, hey, the end of the world, why would we want that, and why would we want to destroy God's creation? What makes us think that that's a natural way to be? Why is this death cult the only voice... And it's not a voice of reason. And they've just because they've splintered off into three different categories, and they brought us up throughout our childhood in many generations to believe that this stuff is just traditional, run of the mill, and never question. Well, when you start questioning it, it doesn't make any sense. It's a Saturn cult based on symbolic cannibalism. And the only way you can appease this god is through blood. What the fuck is going on here? Why is it that if God makes the rules, he had to make the rules that he had to kill his own son in order to save a bunch of non-player characters in you know, relative to his own son? Who the hell are we? Oh, but wait a minute. That's because they screwed up our heads and made us think that there's only one son of God and not all of us as being sons of God and daughters of God. They had to put it all in one person so that you had something that they could control you with. It's crazy, man. We got to get out of this crap. We got to snap out of it. And I think if Jesus is who he says it was, he'll forgive us and me for saying, you know what? I got to step the back away from all this stuff. And if things are what they say they are, well, then you're going to forgive me anyway and everything's going to be fine. But you'd probably prefer me not walking down the path into hell, trying to follow somebody who's just using your name. Protect your children. Defend your sensibilities and be ready, because these psychopaths are on the march. Ballbusters out. And again, I wrote this with the intent, the desire to make sure that most people had seen this and knew about this before shit went down. Like I got this out. I rushed this toward the end because I had, after all this research, come to the conclusion that they were going to sacrifice Israel so that they could bring us into a further pit of hell. And what do you think the natural response will be if they do try to do something at Al-Aqsa or Haram al-Sharif? If they attempt to destroy something, or if they intend to and hint that they are, and they're doing way more than hinting right now with the Temple Society and all that shit, Temple Committee. It's only a matter of time before the consummate victims get to show you that they've been victimized again. And it's okay, because their people in Israel are expendable. They don't care, especially if it moves them along the political board game that they're playing. They don't care. That's like another whole 10 generations worth of guilt tripping they can give us if they get hit again, right? It's totally worth it. Besides, I didn't like those people anyway. Didn't like the people that actually believe in this shit that they're talking about. Not the Frankists. They despise everybody. It's just nuts. All right, I gotta go. Have a good one.